Hey beautiful people, you are listening to Limitless Faith Life Growth, the podcast dedicated to growing together in the Lord as young people of our generation. I'm your host, Ifeanyi Morenike, and each week we tackle topics which help us navigate this Christian walk and be the best version of ourselves that God has called us to be. Let's get into it, guys. Hello, blessed people of God. How are you guys doing? I hope you're doing well. I hope you're enjoying your Thursday afternoon, evening. This is almost 5 that I'm recording this. And the thing is, I have not put out an episode. Dun, dun, dun. But that's because the episode I wanted to put out, I don't believe it's ready. I had some issues with it whilst editing, and I may have to re-record, which is not going to be fun. Well, it would be fun in Jesus' name to re-record, but to now have to get my guest to come back and record, I'm going to discuss that with him, and by God's grace, he will have time and be open to be able to do that again. But I just felt like I couldn't put it out because of just some issues with whilst I was editing and et cetera, et cetera. So I have to record an episode now. Really, what I should be doing is batch recording so that this never happens. But that, just for some reason, that rarely happens. Having time to batch record rarely, rarely happens. But God is helping me. So today's episode is about that question, is being Christian hard? And the reason this question is so important, because almost every single believer is going through something, but we don't talk about the things we go through as believers. And the reason this episode came up is because I remember when a friend of mine, a mutual friend of I and my sister, came, and she was, you know, discussing some things that she was going through. And then when we shared our sides, she was like, really? That you guys are going through this as well? That she didn't know. And she didn't know because we don't talk about these things in Christendom, because we believe, or the general belief is, that once you step into a life of Christ, all your problems go away. Life becomes perfect. Everything's butterflies and rainbows, and you're always smiling. You're always happy. Your prayer life is consistently on fire. You're consistently growing in the Lord. You're always happy to be in church, to be in the midst of believers. You're always so energized by the Spirit. And that's not always true. Christians go through low moments, but we don't discuss our low moments. And instead, we hide behind church activities and church programs and falling under anointing and speaking in tongues. But no one sees us in the secret place. No one sees what we go through behind closed doors. But for anyone that has the belief of, am I the only Christian going through this? I promise you, you're not. I don't know exactly what it is you're going through. It could be your spiritual life. It could be mentally, physically, financially, academically. It could be, you know, addictions. It could be spiritual warfare. But whatever you are going through, you are not going through it alone. One, the Holy Spirit is taking you through this journey, and he is upholding you, and he will help you overcome. But number two, there are believers who are also going through this. And they may not talk about their stories. I may not talk about everything I'm going through, but there are believers going through the things you are going through. And there are believers who have gone through what you have gone through and who have overcome. So therefore, you will overcome. But the honest truth is, stepping into a life of Christ does not guarantee a perfect life, a stress-free life, a sadness-free life. What it gives you is hope for better. The difference between us and an unbeliever is that an unbeliever may go through what we go through. We may go through what an unbeliever goes through, except they have no source of hope. No matter what we go through, we know that Jesus is there to help us overcome. Jesus is there to hold our hand, to teach us, to mold us, to grow us, to refine us through the process. Whereas an unbeliever can pass through the same thing and break down and not grow. That's what makes us different from an unbeliever. That's what makes us different from those who are going through the same thing, but in the world. There is no hope. There is no light at the end of the tunnel. But anyway, before I talk too much, let's get into the episode. Okay, guys, I think I told you guys of a story. It's something that I experienced last year, I believe. And I remember recording this episode because I remember how much emotion and how much I felt when I recorded this episode. I recorded it on my phone, on my bed. And that episode was the total surrender episode. And I also believe, I don't remember where I recorded Christian Burnout, but I also remembered recording that around that time. So Christian Burnout and Total Surrender episode, I think those were in the same season. But one thing I remembered about that season was I was very, very active in church activities. Like, I was at every meeting. I was at every church function. And I was so in tune with these things and so active in these things and seemed so vibrant in these things. Whereas my personal altar was suffering, was dying, and nobody knew. and nobody would know because Ifeanyi was, you know, she's at every single meeting, she's at every single function, she seems fine. But I just felt like I don't even know God anymore. There was no more closeness, there was no more intimacy. My prayer life just seemed so dead, my Bible study life so dead. I felt like I didn't know God. Yes, I would seek him with all these meetings and these places I would go. My heart was far from God. You know, in Matthew 7, 21, 23, where it says, these people, not everybody who says, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of God, but those who do the will of my Father. It says that some would say, but God, didn't we do this in your name and prophesy in your name? But Jesus will say, get away from me, evildoers. I did not know you. The word also says that these people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. I was honoring God with my lips, with my actions, with my service, but my heart was far from him. I did everything to feel good, to be glorified in my works, to be honored for my works and not to actually know God. And I began to see that in my secret place. And I started realizing that something must be wrong. Because the word of God, Matthew 11, 28, 20 to 30 says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light, NKJV. And one thing I realized with this verse, I've read it so many times prior to that time, but when I read in this season, I got just such a depth of understanding and revelation, because I asked myself, if Jesus said, take my yoke upon you, he says that he's gentle and lowly in heart, he says that I will find rest for my soul, he says that his yoke is easy and his burden is light, then if I'm feeling burdened in Christianity, if I'm feeling burdened in this Christian walk, something is wrong. Because Jesus says that when I come to him, I'm supposed to come heavy laden and leave lifted, or be within him lifted, because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. So why do I feel weighed down by life's problems? Why do I feel like every direction I turn to, there's an attack? They're attacking education, they're attacking my finances, they're attacking my family, they're attacking something somewhere, somehow. What is going on? Now, although Jesus says this, he says that his burden is light, he says that his yoke is easy, he also says this, and this is in John 16:33, he says, I have told you all these things so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will, not you might, not it's possible, you kinda, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world. Can you see what I'm saying compared to believers and unbelievers, that what I was saying in the intro? A believer will go through exactly the same trial or sorrow, except they don't have an understanding that Jesus has already overcome the world for their sake. Jesus has already overcome that trial. Jesus has overcome that mountain, that difficulty, that attack. They don't have that hope, but we do. Now, I had to go back in this season. I had to go back and be like, you know what? Because this was actually beyond things going on in my life. I think things in my life were actually quite okay by that time. It's just that I was not seeking God the way I should have been seeking God. I was not seeking him from my heart. So what I started to do was seeking God from my heart, right? I started praying from my heart. I started talking to God the way a father and a daughter would communicate. I started to see God as my friend, as my father who I can talk to, who I can gist with, who I can put my heart out to. I started developing intimacy in the secret place. And as this understanding came upon me, I also understood that even though you are in this new stage of your faith, if anyone, this does not mean that Satan will not come with his attacks. This doesn't mean that Satan will not still try and attack your mind, your heart, your spiritual life, your academics, your finances. In fact, unlike the people of the world, there is a deep hatred for you because you're a child of the light, and darkness hates light. Darkness hates light. Our light is blinding. Our light exposes their darkness, exposes their secrets, exposes their plots and plans. So Satan and his, you know, workmen, they hate us. And so they're going to try and come after us. But Jesus says that take heart, because he's already overcome the world. And when he says the world, he means the things of the world. That means darkness, which is of the world. Meaning that anything you are going through as a believer, you may say, why did I come into this Christ when me that I'm a believer and him that is an unbeliever, it seems as if we're in the same playing field. No, you're not. Because through Christ, you have already overcome your battle. Through Christ, you have been refined through your battle. You'll not enter and just leave and be broken and be diminished. But you will pass through those trials and become a stronger individual. How do we know that? Because Romans 5, 3 to 5 says, we can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character. And character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappoint. For we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. it says that we should rejoice in our problems. I know the way this sounds, the way Paul makes it sound is really, 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 this season is not the time I want to rejoice in my problems. Like, it's a lot. And you want to ask God why. But God is saying, once you surpass this mountain, once you overcome, remember, I've already overcome the world. So through me, once you have overcome, you will be a person of character. You will develop endurance. There is nothing Satan can throw your way that you will not overcome. Why? Because you've already overcome the trials of the past. So as he's throwing more arrows, you are getting stronger. You're getting more resilient. You're learning how to fight. Through warfare, you're learning how to fight. Sometimes when we start the journey of spiritual warfare, it may seem as if we're babbling, as if we're talking rubbish, as if we're just shouting into midair in the midnight, as if we look like fools. And that's what Satan wants you to do. He wants you to feel like you look like a fool so you can stop, because he knows that if you continue and you persevere and you go strong in the spirit, you will be a heavy adversary against him. You will be a soldier that he can't come after. So he will say, I beg, all this speaking in tongues in the middle of the night, all this warfare prayer, all this quoting Psalms and Ephesians 6 and armor of God, I beg, it's not that deep, that under grace I'm already saved. Because he knows if you build yourself into the soldier of Christ that God has destined for you to be, he can't touch you. He will attempt to, and that's why we still have things that happen to us. But there is so much that you can do against him. Jesus said that he has given us the power to trample upon snakes and scorpions and overcome the power of the enemy. Nothing can harm us. But the people that can trample upon snakes and scorpions are people that don't only understand this authority, but step into it and exercise it through prayer, through fasting, through warfare, through fighting the spirit realm and not giving up. These things that we go through, yes, there are times God allows us to go through it because he needs us to become stronger as believers. Because at the end of the day, that Romans 5 still said that, for we know how dearly God loves us, and a God who loves us will not put us intentionally in harm's way just to bring us down. In Romans 8:28, that God causes everything to work out for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. And for every single one of us that is called according to his purpose, he has a plan for us and he has a way out for us. But he needs us to go through certain processes to refine us, to teach us, to strengthen us. At the end of the day, a believer who has had a soft life can't fight, cannot endure. They will be used by the devil left, right, and center because they can't fight. There are certain people that Satan can't touch anyhow because they've gone through the process. They've gone through the trials. They've gone through the strengthening. They've gone through the nights of midnight prayer and fasting and toiling and fighting the spirit. And then we have the Christian who's like, this Christian thing is too hard. I beg, let me be settling down. Let me do what I want to do. Let me be comfortable. Let me remain in my comfortable space. And he's like, that's the person I'm going to go for because I have access to her. I have access to him. That person is not guarded. That person is not suited up. That person can't fight. And sometimes we'll say that, God, why? Why do all these bad things happen? Why do they have to happen to me? And first of all, we're always taught, you know, from day one, never question God, never question God. God is sovereign, never question God. And sometimes you as a believer can be like, okay, I can't question God, but God, why? You still say, I can't question God, but God, why? Why is it so hard? Why am I going through distress? Why does it seem as if the only way I can grow in Christ is by just toiling and I'm always tired and it seems as if I'm this fasting and prayer I'm doing is just, it's too much. It seems as if people in the world have it easier. At least they don't feel so condemned if they don't go to church. They them chilling on their bed. But me, if I miss my prayer like this, I feel so bad. If I miss my Bible study, I feel so bad. If I miss church, I feel so bad. First of all, that's not God condemning you. That's you condemning yourself, because there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ. So any condemnation you're feeling, and that's what Romans 8 tells us, any condemnation you're feeling is from you. What the Holy Spirit does is he convicts you. What the Holy Spirit can do is if you miss your prayer time, Holy Spirit will say, you know, pray this afternoon, pray this evening, but make sure you pray today. You or Satan will tell yourself, you're a sinner. You're a bad girl. You're a bad boy. God hates you because you've missed your prayer time. That's the difference between conviction and condemnation. There is godly guilt and there's satanic guilt. Godly guilt is conviction to change, to better yourself. 1 John 1:19 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. All we have to do is confess. Anything beyond that, any condemnation or feeling beyond that is of the devil, because he does not want us to be free from sin. He wants us to stay in that bondage so that we cannot step into the freedom that God has given us through the death of Christ. But another thing I want us to understand is our approach really matters. Sometimes we feel like being Christian is hard because we feel like we have so much we have to do. We have to pray. We have to read our Bible. We have to attend church, even if I don't want to. I have to be kind to people, even if I don't want to. I have to have self-control. I have to do X, Y, Z. Now, if your approach consistently to the things of God is I must, I have to, without a deeper understanding of why, or having your own desire to live the way Christ wants us to live, you will forever feel like Christianity is a burden. You will forever feel as if praying, reading your Bible is a burden. And I'm going back to what I was saying before. I had to do things from my heart. I had to seek God from my heart. At that point in time, I had to say, whether I go to this function or not, I need to make sure that me and God are good. In that season of time, there were certain prayers. I stopped warfare prayers in my secret place. I would do warfare prayers when we, you know, have our intercessory prayers. But personally, I would just make sure that within my vicinity, I mean, within my secret place, within my quiet time, I would just talk to God and just rekindle that love for God again and love for the things of God. And it was through that that I actually started loving prayer, loving Bible study, loving church and fellowship. Now, the other side of the coin is discipline, because sometimes we believe only when you feel like, only when that joy and love comes upon you that you should pray. No. Discipline means that even if I don't feel like it, I'm still going to go into the presence of my Father because I want to develop a relationship with Him. And to develop a relationship with someone, you must be in constant, consistent communication with Him or her. And with God, it's the same thing. You must be in consistent communication with Him through His word, through, you know, messages, through personal time, prayer, and also in the gathering of the brethren, because you can edify each other, teach each other, guide each other. So our approach really matters. When we see Christianity as hard, sometimes we just see it as hard because we've made activities a God, we've made prayer a God. Our goal is to make sure that we get that 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours a day and not to actually connect with God. So that's why you feel like prayer is a burden. Ah, it's 7 o'clock, time to start my 3 hours of prayer. Immediately 10 lands like this, I'm done. Because your goal was never to connect with God on a heart-to-heart level. Your goal was to fulfill all righteousness, fulfill religion. That's why it feels hard. That's why it feels like a chore, because you have made it a religion. You have made reading your Bible a religion. You don't open the word of God to catch revelation. You open the word of God to get as many words in your head as possible, to be able to cram Bible verses, to prove to everyone else that, yes, I read my Bible. But you have no revelation from God. You have no connection to Him. The word of God was just words on paper that you consumed for maybe the past 30 minutes to an hour. But immediately they say, how many of you guys did 1 hour? You raise your hand. In fact, no, I even did 3 hours. I did 4 today. But Jesus says, I don't know you. Yeah, you're always in church. You're always at the front row of church, but I don't know you. Yeah, you're always the first person to volunteer for church things, but I don't know you. Yeah, you pray, you sit in my presence, you know, you speak in tongues for the entire time, but I don't know you. Yeah, you read it. When it comes to reading the Bible, when it comes to draw your sword, when it comes to, you're always there, but I don't know you. I'm really praying that I'm touching everything in this episode, because I want to touch on the side of, yes, there's a part of Christianity that is difficult. There's a part of warfare. There's a part of refining. There's a part that God would teach you. There's also a part that is a thing of discipline, that is rooted in love, that is rooted in wanting to know your Father. But regardless, you have to have a level of strength in this Christian walk, of being rooted. That discipline is so important, but your intent behind your discipline is even more important. Because being disciplined in prayer and fasting and the word means nothing if it's not rooted in love for God, when your heart is not rooted in Christ. So this may be an opportunity for some of us to go back to God and be like, you know what, I want to start this journey again. I actually want to know you for myself. And for some of us who are just going through warfare right now, you go back to God, but you're going to go with the mindset of, God, time to fight. And I want you to teach me how to fight through your word. Teach me how to fight. But either way, know that God is always going through this with you. He sees you, He hears you. Isaiah 66:13 says, as a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem. God is there to be your comfort, to be your guide, to be your peace, to be your light. Turn to Him and talk to people, because you will be so surprised how many other people are going through these things, how many people have overcome, people that can teach you how they overcame. Of course, God is not a God of formula, but He's a God of principles. And some of the principles that other people use, okay, I did this, that was consistent with my prayer, I was consistent with this, I also fasted. Some of those basic principles can really help you, especially in times of warfare. But as I said before, God is not a God of formula. So it doesn't mean he will deal with you exactly the way he dealt with the other person, but he's a God of principle. And that's why you're disciplined with things of God. Okay, guys, I hope this episode was helpful. I don't know if it's short. Is it short? I don't think so. But I just pray this episode is helpful and you gain from it and you grow from it and you learn from it and you are blessed by this episode. In the name of Jesus, I will be with you guys next week for the next episode. Have an amazing day. Have an amazing week. Have an amazing month. Have an amazing year. Have an amazing 2024. Bye, guys.